Are you tired of feeling stuck in a cycle of scarcity, knowing deep down that you're destined for so much more? Do you yearn to elevate your wealth and manifest a life overflowing with abundance? Well, get ready to embark on a transformational journey because the free Money Mindset Workshop is back and better than ever. Mark your calendars for Friday, May the 31st at 6 p.m. UK time, where we'll be diving into the secrets of unlocking all that prosperity. If you can't make it live, no worries, you'll still have access to the replay so you won't miss a single nugget of wisdom. So why should you join me for this life-changing free workshop? Firstly, we're going to shake off those limiting beliefs and mindset blocks that have been holding you back. It's time to break free and unleash the full potential of your money mindset. Then we'll be talking about manifesting wealth and success like never before. So say goodbye to just dreaming and hello to turning those dreams into tangible realities. And let's not forget about the cash flow, because we're going to explore all the ways that money can flow into your life, enriching it beyond measure. Some of you might be wondering, does mindset really work? Absolutely. This workshop will serve as your guide and light, showing you how mindset shapes your reality and empowers you to actively pursue your goals. So whether you're a newbie to positive money mindset or a seasoned pro, this workshop is designed for you. If you're ready to see a significant transformation in your wealth and you're eager to embrace new techniques for inviting prosperity into your life, then you belong here. So what's on the agenda? We've got a 90-minute interactive session where we'll tackle those limiting beliefs head-on and uncover the abundance waiting to be embraced. Just imagine, instead of struggling, you could manifest money faster, easier, and with less effort. Are you ready to step into a life of abundance? Join me Friday, May the 31st for my free Money Mindset Workshop. To sign up for your free place, visit cannycrystalsacademy.co.uk/workshop.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Canny Crystals, the podcast. I hope that you're all well. As you know by now, my name is Mart. I am your host. And this week, I am joined by one of my favorite manifestation coaches over on Instagram, actually. She's on a mission to empower women to create a business and life filled with joy, intention, and abundance. Hallelujah. Who doesn't need that? She's also a podcast host. She's an author. She's actually got her second book out next year. So please, please welcome to the show from the Manifestation Collective. We've got Victoria Jackson. Hi, Victoria. How are you?
Hello. What an introduction.
Oh, thank you. Everyone says that.
I love that. I feel like Matt should be my publicist.
Yeah, why not? How are you doing? Are you all right?
Yes, I'm well, thank you. Really, really well. I was just saying before we started, we hit record, it's lovely to speak to a fellow Northerner.
Isn't it just,
in the podcast world? Yeah.
I think I remember like when I first found you, I was like, oh, she's from up north. And I thought, is she from Newcastle? Is she not? And I couldn't quite tell. And then I was like, oh, yeah, the Yorkshire accent is coming right through now.
Yeah. She's from Leeds.
Yeah, she's from Leeds. So, Victoria, just before we get into this conversation, like, I want to know, what's your story? Like, how did you get into all of this? Because you've been around for some time, hope you don't mind me saying, but how has spirituality and manifestation kind of impacted your life? Take me right back to the start.
Yeah, so if we go right back to like 2015, that was when I first discovered manifestation, and I was in a really, you know, negative headspace. And it's funny because when I tell that to people now, they're kind of like, I can't imagine you being really negative. But I was like just consumed by stress of the job that I was in. And at the time I was working in publishing, I was the editor of a men's fashion magazine. And it was on paper, it was like, wow, you've got this amazing job and you're traveling to all these places all over the world. But in reality, it was like I was crying on the motorway going to work, like my hair was coming out, like I was getting tested for like a regular heartbeat. And it was just a lot of stress on my body. And I then discovered, I had an Audible free credit, and I thought, what is this, The Secret? I've heard people talking about this. So I listened to it two times and I thought, what an absolute load of rubbish, genuinely. The third time I listened to it and I said, right, I'm just going to be open to this now. I'm going to allow myself to whatever comes through. I'm just going to listen. And it was like something just clicked in my mind. And I was like, okay, I am now in control of my thoughts. They're not in control of me. So I started really small and I was like, right, all I'm going to do is just try to shift my mindset when I'm driving to work on the motorway. So if someone cuts in front of me, I'm just going to say, okay, they obviously need to get to work, and that's it, instead of the usual road rage, which had set me up for before I started work. So I would, I'd let them go. And then I'd just be driving to work and I'd be saying all the things that I was grateful for, like just having food for breakfast, you know, just having the car, the petrol, etc. So that was in 2015. I didn't tell anybody that I was kind of diving into this world, but I have like a very all or nothing personality. So as soon as I discovered The Secret, there were lots of things in that book that I didn't resonate with, particularly, you know, personally for me. So I kind of went out and started to look at other people like Bob Proctor, you know, like just kind of Joe Dispenza, just kind of looking at different people's views and what this whole term of manifestation was. And that was, you know, 2015, 2016. And by 2018, I had become like a seasoned kind of manifester. I was calling in money. I was, you know, lots of different things I was manifesting, but very, very small things. And I was just so tired of this job that I had. And I said to the universe on a Sunday night, I said, universe, please send me a sign that I'm meant to do something else. Like, I think I'm meant to work for myself. I'm meant to carve something in this world. So I visualized working somewhere with my laptop. Like, honestly, I spent about 2 hours in bed that Sunday night just embodying the version of me that didn't have to go to work that next day. Anyway, I went into work that next morning, told my friends on my little pod what I'd done, and they all were like, oh, you're speaking to the universe again, you know, I'm doing it in bunny ears, inverted commas. And I said, I am manifesting leaving this job, like something's going to come up. And I kid you not, at midday, we were all called into a meeting room and our CEO said, we're closing the magazines down, and I was made redundant that day. And if have said to my friends the morning of, nobody would believe this story.
They would have believed you.
Yeah. But because I'd said I'm manifesting leaving, and we got made redundant. Unfortunately, I got 6 months worth of pay, and I said, right, I'll give myself 6 months. And if it works, it works. If it doesn't, I'll find another job. And like I say, the rest is history. I started a Facebook group just called the Manifestation Collective, just to chat to other people about manifestation. And organically, it has turned into what it is now, which is a membership, one-to-one coaching, podcast, 2 books, speaking gigs, like put everything. And it's just crazy to think that this has, you know, it's not crazy because the universe led me here, but here we are.
Oh, amazing. You've done so, so well. I didn't realize like it's only been such a short time, because honestly, like I thought you'd been around for, I mean, I know it's like 8 years ago because we're in 2023 now, but I thought you'd been around for years and years before that. So it is like practically still new for you, really. Like it's still in its infancy, because you can only go up from here. You can only grow. But that story about like the redundancy, like there's no explaining that. Like, people always say to me, do you think it's like a bit of being psychic, or is it just coincidence? And I'm like, there are no coincidences, and it might be that your intuition is, you know, psychically telling you about what's going to happen. So when you manifest it, it's like implanting little things in your brain. But how do you feel about that?
Yeah, I like that idea that it almost like the universe has been dropping like nuggets that are it's yes. almost like seeds.
Like little breadcrumbs.
Breadcrumbs. Yeah. And maybe that I had heard subconsciously, not realizing as I passed an office that things weren't going well. And, you know, in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, I'm being led to something now. Like, not that I'd said made me redundant. In my head, I was almost thinking like, I don't know, I was thinking maybe that I'd just win a bulk of money and I'd be able to leave or something like that. I never really considered redundancy because I've been in that role for 10 years. So it wasn't really a thing that I was considering. And then it happened very, say, like the day after, within like less than 24 hours. And I was like, universe, if this is the sign, then I'm taking
it. That's amazing. I was going to say, there's no coincidences there. That's got to have been a sign.
Yeah, definitely.
I was just explaining beforehand as well. So I've got a copy of your book here, which is Manifesting for Beginners, a step-by-step guide to attracting a life you love. So talk me through that, because it's basically 9 steps, isn't it? And it's your 9 steps to attracting the life that you love. So how did that come about, and what can my listeners expect if they were to read on inside?
Yeah, so we really, when they came to me with this book idea, the publishers approached me. I didn't, like, I feel like I definitely manifested them into me. And I always tell this story. In 2017, I wrote a Facebook status, which is really good because I can go back and see it now. And it said, I am just putting it out there to the universe that I am calling in a book deal. And at the time, because it was 2017, I used to have a blog about interior design, and I thought I would I'd write a book on how to decorate a rental property.
Right.
But then obviously 2021 comes along and a publishing team just reached out to me, and I genuinely thought that they just wanted a quote for me for a book that they were doing on manifestation. So I would write, you know, a page or something. And at the end of this meeting, I said, I'm so sorry, but are you asking, like, is this asking me to write the whole book? And she was like, yeah, what did you think the meeting was about? And I was like, I'm so sorry. I thought you just wanted like a quote. So anyway, I sat with them and I said, I feel like there are so many amazing books out there for manifestation. I want to really take it back to the very basics and really do a manifestor. So imagine if you had never even touched on manifestation before, you were and almost like a bit cynical, because I was very cynical, typical northerner. I didn't really believe what The Secret was telling me at first until I experienced it. So I really wanted to break it down into really simple, like tangible steps as well. So the chapters, we look at kind of visualizing your future self, setting soul goals. I always talk about soul goals, goals that really set your soul on fire, connecting to the universe, different ways that you could do that, signs and synchronicities, like taking the action. And at the end of every chapter, there's always an exercise to do. So there might be a new moon ritual. There might be kind of like some journaling prompts to access your future self and see what you want your future to look like, how to let go and just kind of release that grip on your manifestation. So you'll notice in the book, it's almost like, I don't really use kind of, I'm going to say like whimsical kind of buzzwords or anything like that. It's really stripped back to its core, and that's what I wanted it to be. And it has been, I'm going to say super successful. I am going to stand with that and say it really has been for me. So yeah.
No, I was going to say it really has been successful, because I was even just looking on Amazon this morning at some of the reviews and stuff. And I love to read through book reviews. I'm really sad. But I was looking through and literally like they're all 5-star and they're all like, this book has changed my life. This is amazing. People saying it's a great like stepping stone as an introduction into manifesting. So, and it is, there's like over 1,000 reviews on there. So it's definitely a successful book. And I'm like, wow, this is just amazing.
Just wanted to tell you a really weird synchronicity that happened. So I have this amazing author. She wrote my favorite book ever, Brianna Weston. She wrote 101 Essays to Change the Way You Think. And it was like, I've sent it to my friends. I've like, it's the book that I always go on about. And I read that in 2020. It must have been, because it was in the pandemic and I was really like kind of going through it mentally. And I had an email one day from a woman from this publishing company. And I thought, I recognize that publishing company, Thought Catalog. And they said, we love your book. You know, we want you to write one for us, or we want to take your book and publish it in the US. And it was Brianna's publisher. and they had come to me, and now they're my US distributor for the book.
Wow.
And I just could not get over the fact that the universe had, I'd spoken about Brianna's book so much and how much I loved her. And then her publishers were coming to me and saying, we want to represent your book. And I was like, is this real life?
That's a total synchronicity there, isn't it?
Yes.
So, Victoria, what's your next book going to be based around then? Because I feel like you've pretty much covered everything in this book. So what's your next book going to be on? Is it still going to be a manifestation, or are we moving more towards mindset? What's that going to be about?
So what I found is, after the book came out, and even before the book came out, I would always get questions sent to me like, but how do I manifest my soulmate? You know, I thought I'd manifested my dream job, but now, you know, I haven't, you know, it's not come to fruition. And all these questions were coming through, like, how do I manifest like more soulmate friends into my life? And so I said to my publishers, look, I've got all these questions coming to me. I think I could do a bit of a, you know, Bible, if you like, and it's called How to Manifest Anything. So we've got 6 chapters. It goes across home, love, career, money, friends and family, and life in general. So kind of questions like, I'm in an energy funk, like how do I move out of that? And within each chapter, there's 7 questions. So it's like 41 questions overall. And what I want it to be like is almost like you grab it and you can dip in and out of it whenever you feel like you need some kind of guidance. And again, we've different techniques in there. Like, for example, at the moment, I'm just writing about working in a toxic kind of workplace. And because I've been there and I've experienced that before, then I'm kind of writing how you can create a protection bubble around you. And, you know, even looking at what crystals you can put on your desk to be able to, you know, almost like stop that negativity from being able to penetrate your energy.
Yeah. What crystals do you work with on a day-to-day basis, just out of curiosity?
Well, I've got them all around me, but I'll tell you my favorite. So I have my selenite wand. So every time I'll do a coaching call, I'll finish and I'll just kind of waft my selenite wand all around me. But my favorite ever crystal is citrine. It changed my life. Oh, like, it was citrine.
Let
me get my baby. Hang on. Yeah. We're showing each other our crystals. So citrine is my, like, baby. It's the thing that I just love. But also pyrite. Yeah. I went to a shop. I'll tell you this story. I went to a shop and I bought this huge piece of pyrite. It was like £65. I was like, right, come on. And I felt the energy around it. Got back to my car from moving to the crystal shop, and I had an email from a company that said, hi, Victoria, you took out a loan with us in 2014, sorry. So this was like, I was thinking like 9 years ago. We're going to refund you because you were missold it. And here's blah, 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 and you're going to be paid £5,000. And this wasn't PPI, whatever it's called. You know, when you write to them and they say, this was them contacting me out of the blue to say, look, we missold you this. We are refunding you this money and all of the interest from 2014 to now. And it added up to £5,000.
Oh,
and they were like,
God.
We'll get a check. And I was like, pyrite, thank you.
It's absolutely crazy. Like, you'll know this. You know Whitby, for example. Like,
yes,
I used to go around Whitby when I was like, my mum would take us like most weekends in the summer and things, and we used to like go around, you know, all the little goth shops that sold all crystals and things. And I remember I used to pick up like what I know now as pyrite, but I think it used to be called fool's gold. They used to class it as fool's gold, and I used to be absolutely amazed by it because of how like shiny it was. But obviously I didn't know back then like the properties and things about crystals. I didn't know anything until about 2019. So it's weird that crystals have always been around, obviously, because they're like thousands of years old, but they've just never been incorporated. Like, did you used to use them when you were a kid, or were you aware of them as a kid?
No, I don't think so. And honestly, I think because of like the, I'm going to say where I was brought up, or, you know, I think I would have just been made fun of if I'd have got anything like a crystal, or it had just been like, oh, what are you doing? Put that down, or, you know, so I just wasn't in that. And even that's kind of what stopped me talking about manifestation for so long, because people were just so dismissive of it. They were just almost like questioning my own kind of sanity, I'm going to say, because I was talking about this thing called the universe and how I was attracting things with, you know, the power of my thoughts. And then you only have to look at like yoga. You know, when yoga first started to come over to the UK, it was almost seen as this like hippie thing, like, you know, nobody does yoga, who does yoga? And now it's like part of everyday life for a lot of people. And yeah. I see crystals, manifestation, even talking about energy, that is where this is going. It will become part of everybody's like everyday life, I'm hoping.
Yeah, I totally agree. We went to Happy Place Festival not long ago, Fern Cotton's Festival, and there was loads of like yoga girls staying in our hotel. So while we were having breakfast, we were like the only people just in normal clothes. Everyone else was in like yoga gear with all the mats and things. And we got talking to some as they were walking down. And I mentioned to them, you know, I've got a crystal online business and things. And they were all absolutely amazed.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
And I think it is. It's becoming part of the norm now. And like you say, especially in like meditation practices, well-being circles, that kind of thing. So yeah, I love it. I absolutely love it. Yeah. And I know that you mentioned there, Victoria, about your selenite wand when like just before you go through your coaching. So I know obviously I'd like to speak to you about coaching if that's all right. Just how do you empower people to kind of create, you know, a business and life filled with that joy, that intention and that abundance? Yeah. How do you go about that?
I think first of all, we focus on like, where are you focusing on the lack? Like, where are you? Because this is what happens to a lot of people, you know, especially when you're in a, like an economy and that can be quite feel like it's imbalanced. You know, we are like that in the UK and, you know, you're surrounded by, although I try not to focus too much on like the news and what's happening across social media and stuff. But a lot of people are surrounded by that. And I say, okay, where can we turn that lack and turn to focus? Because what will happen is, oh, well, I only have like 10 people on my email, you know, list. And I'm like, amazing, yeah. You've got 10 people there to be able to send an email to right now to say hello, send a personalized email to them, let them know what you are, you know, selling or what you'd like to share with them. Imagine 10 people on a table with you. And this is what I always say to people, like, let's stop looking at metrics that they're not real people or that they've not chosen to follow your journey. And then I always call them, let's look for like little moments of magic through the day. Like you might have some lovely feedback and start a feedback folder where that you can, all the screenshots that you get, put them all together. So when you're having a bit of a shaky day that you can go into that folder and just see, because what will happen is you want to find evidence for your subconscious that things are actually going well instead of always focusing, because where focus goes, energy flows. So we want to move it away from lack and start to look up actually what might be going well for you in business. And then I'll say to people, okay, let's forget about what everybody else is doing online. Everybody seems to, you know, have a blueprint for success, but that's a blueprint for their success, what works for their energy flow. Like, let's look at what you truly want. And I had a situation recently where I had registered a VAT because I'd gone over a certain threshold, and I started to feel, I could see from forecasting that I would have to really increase my workload to be able to start to feel a benefit, because I was soaking up the VAT payment for my customers, and that was a conscious choice that I wanted to make. So I sat with it and I thought, right, either I could be led by ego and I could stay VAT registered, or I could cut some things back. I could pull my income back from six figures to five figures, and I could just live in this state, this energy of balance for a little while, this energy of slow. I call myself like a slowpreneur. Like, I take things really gently in business. And that was kind of like me saying, I am following a goal that I want to have, like an achievement for me to live slowly within this business, rather than following my ego that is still inside me saying, well, you're only successful when you're making six figures. That's not true. That's kind of like, that's something that has been programmed into us from, you know, all the things that we see on Instagram. So it's really allowing that client, if I work with them, to say, what do you truly want? What is going to make your soul happy and what's going to light you up? So those are the two things that I'll really focus on first of all.
I love that. And I know you often use like different technical practices as well, don't you? Yeah. So for example, I know that you're an EFT practitioner. So, I mean, I absolutely love EFT. Like I've been doing it every single day. And even recently, I was only speaking about this on the podcast a couple of weeks ago. I've been doing this tapping for £50,000 kind of on YouTube. It's just like a YouTube thing. It's an American woman. She says $50,000, but I keep mentioning £50. Yeah. And, lately, well, it was about a month ago, I think it was, I got contacted by a woman at Chanel that basically placed like a £27,000 order. And that took me over the £50,000 a month. And I was like, oh my God, I've been tapping every single day for this. Tapping works. So I put it down to, you know, that tapping got rid of all those limiting beliefs, all those blocks that came up inside of me. So what's your take on it all? What's the science behind it all? Because you're an actual EFT practitioner, aren't you?
Yeah. So it was developed in the mid-1990s, and a lot of people put it down to like a pseudoscience, you know, kind of like a, you know, it's not something that works, almost like a placebo effect, if you like. But you have different meridian points around your body. So think of it like acupuncture, acupressure. And there are hundreds, but with the EFT, you'll probably use one at the top of your head, you know, like eyebrow, under your eye, etc., temple. And in my book, I actually have like a script to follow as well, which just makes it easier if it's your first kind of foray into EFT. So it's emotional freedom technique, and you'll often hear people call it, as you say, like tapping. So like traditional Chinese medicine says that between these meridian points is a pathway, it's where the energy flows. And if you are in this state of kind of stagnant negative energy, almost like take this £50,000, if you're kind of thinking, I don't think this is possible for me, what we need to do is tap on this pathway. So tap on these different meridian points and use kind of like your index finger, your middle finger, tap on them. And then you are saying out loud, like, even though I think, you know, £50,000 is not possible for me, I still love and accept myself. And what we're doing is we are getting ourselves to a neutral state. We're not expecting to tap in positivity straight away. Let's get into a neutral state. So you could say then, you know, maybe it is possible for me. You know, maybe things could change. Maybe something will come out of the blue. And then what we're doing is we are programming in really beautiful, positive language, which then your subconscious is taking in, but it's changing your actions and your behaviors. And subconsciously, what you will have done to attract this kind of this amazing opportunity from Chanel, you might have shown up differently online. You might have shown up more. You might have believed that it was possible for you. And that's what tapping does. It really kind of solidifies it. And I have always said there is so much power in EFT. This is why I do it with clients, but subliminals as well. Like, I am such a believer in subliminals, that the fact that, so if you've not heard of subliminals before, it's a piece of music, and what will be behind that music, which you can't really hear, is really beautiful language, like positive affirmations, because your conscious mind just hears the music. Your subconscious can pick up, and it bypasses the conscious mind. It's programming in this really positive affirming language, and it has, like, I use subliminals while I was on a bit of a rough health journey through the last like 14 months, and it has been life-changing. That I listen to a subliminal that tells myself, like, I've got a healthy body, like, I've got a healthy mind, and it's life-changing.
It does, and it do, like exactly what you were saying there, it does help you show up differently, because, I mean, on a daily basis, I tap, I listen to subliminals, I meditate, I visualize, I always make sure I've got at least 10, 15 minutes to read, maybe in bed or at the start of the day. And just even like getting outside and, you know, like getting into like nature and grounding, that kind of thing. So what do you do personally to ensure that you're always hitting your goals and desires?
I think for me, I, for some reason, scripting, like writing things down, is so powerful for me. And I think maybe is it because I love writing? Maybe I'm so connected to that. I love looking at my vision board and really embracing that energy. And I have it, you know, around me all the time. I've got it on my phone. So it's always there, always kind of reminding me of what I want to achieve and what I want to attract into my life. But what I used to do, and I felt that this didn't work for me, I'd had a very strict morning routine, and I'd listen to the Miracle Morning, Morning Miracle, and I was like, right, this is what I'm going to do, I'm going to do all of this. And then I started to kind of beat myself up when I'd fall off a day, and I was like, okay, now it's looking at something. I call it like a pick and mix. So I'll wake up on the morning and I'll have this tool belt of things that I want to dive into. Maybe it could be scripting or meditation or just visualizing. And I'll see what I feel pulled to that day. It might even just be going to the gym and riding on my bike for 45 minutes, listening to a meditation, like an uplifting, like walking meditation, or, you know, whatever, using the Superhuman app, you know, by So she's got all sorts of like exercise and meditations on there. And so that might be something that I do. So I don't put pressure on myself, as long as at least once a day I'm connecting to the, and I'm embodying that version of me that I want to become.
Yeah, I love that. Absolutely love that. Because, I mean, it all really, really helps with manifesting as well, doesn't it? Because it's putting us on that high vibrational state that will mean that we're in alignment with our goals and our desires. What is the your most favorite thing that you've ever manifested?
I would say, I mean, the proudest moment is probably the book, like when the book came out, and I'd put on my vision board that I was going to be number one on Amazon. Okay, so I was like, right. And the pre-order came out on the 1st of September last year. And I was sat just doing my makeup, and everybody had been sending me messages and stuff saying like, oh, I bought the book. And I thought, I just had this pull, go on Amazon and go look on it. Just at that moment, it was so random. And I logged onto Amazon at that time, and I was number one on the new releases, on the hot, I think it was called the hot and hot releases or something. And because I'd gone from, like, I don't know, number 650,000 in the list to number one. So the percentage was huge that day. And it just said number one Amazon. And I was like, oh my, so I took every screenshot I could on my laptop, on my phone. Like, and I was like, wow, this feels like such an amazing moment for me. And obviously my redundancy, I'm going to say that was such a powerful, manifestation for me, because it led to here I am now. But yeah, lots of things through the past, I've really been able to manifest chunks of money. Although, so funny, I said to everybody on Instagram, I am going to win the Omaze house, and I mocked up an email to say you are the Omaze winner. So this was the email that I'd mocked up, and then I got an email to say you are the Omaze winner, and it was for a £45 gift card, and I was like, I'm still going to take it, thank you universe.
Exactly. you just weren't specific enough, but you still won. It's weird, because all over on TikTok at the moment, I'm seeing video after video of, I think it's because I've liked one and the algorithm like says, oh, you like that? Here's some more. But it's basically about how to win the lottery. And I think I liked or commented on one of them. And since then, all I get on TikTok now is videos of how to manifest winning the lottery. So one day I set aside about half an hour and I watched like 10 of these videos back to back. I did a little meditation, went and bought a lottery ticket, because it's not about making sure that those numbers are the winning numbers. It's about quantum jumping into that future where those numbers are the winning numbers, if that makes sense. So basically I did this thing, and the first time I got two numbers and the lucky star or whatever it's called on the Euro Millions. And I was like, oh, I've won something. I went on, it was £6.40. Yeah. But I was like, but I will take it because I still won. So I went and I bought a second lottery ticket and I won again, but I won a free, it's like a lucky dip, I think. But I was like, at the end of the day, I've won twice. I just haven't been specific enough. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, keep on trying that Omaze, because honestly, some of them houses are absolutely beautiful as well, aren't they?
Like I'd envisioned myself in the Yorkshire house, and I was like, it's fine, we'll move on to the Norfolk house, and now it's the Devon house. So we'll keep going.
I'm going on a bit of a house manifestation at the moment. So back in January, I spoke about this on the pod before, but back in January, me and my partner actually went to this really, really nice place in Newcastle where like footballers live and stuff. And none of the houses were for sale on this beautiful estate, and couldn't find the prices of them online for love nor money. So I set an alert on Rightmove with the postcode in, and I took a photo and I went, that one is my dream house. There was about 50 across this whole estate. And a few Fridays ago, I was laying in bed and I got a notification on my phone to say that a house had come up available. And I was like, oh, we'll see what the prices are. And I clicked on it. It's the house off my vision board. It is that house. So it's £799,950. So £800,000. I was like, even if I put a 10% deposit down, the monthly payments are like £4,700 a month. And I'm like, okay. So obviously it's a bit of a setback. Do you know what I mean? A bit of a blow, because I didn't think it was going to be that expensive. But I'm arranging a viewing because you better believe I'm going to be late in that bath taking photos of myself. I want to be in that kitchen with a frying pan pretending to be cooking. And I'm going to whack them all on my vision board. And this time next year, I'm going to be in that house.
Yeah, 100%. Honestly. 100%. What will happen is somebody will buy it now and then they will, I don't know, move or they'll, you know, something will happen and then it'll become available for you. And that's when you're in that position to be able to like, £4,000 a month, that's great. That's just like, perfect for me.
Yeah, it's not, but
no, it will be next year. It'll be like, yeah, it will be God, just spare change.
So where do you see yourself in 5 years time then, Victoria? Like, what are your long-term goals and dreams for the future?
I think I would just like to kind of be that person that people come to for a real kind of beginners, like opening stage of manifestation. And if that means kind of me doing talks or, you know, I'd love to one day be at the Happy Festival. I went this weekend up at Tatton Park and, you know, that's kind of on my vision board. Or if my book could be there or, you know, just kind of be the go-to person for beginners in manifestation. And I kind of went through a journey this year of where I was almost like, deciding, do I become a little bit more higher priced and, you know, as a coach, and, you know, I've obviously got the book and I've got lots of experience and I've worked so many testimonials, but my soul, again, coming back to those soul goals, was saying, no, your mission is to help the masses. So instead of creating something that's like, I don't know, a £5,000 package, let's look at how we can create something for £55 and help people. Yeah. A lot of people and create a ripple effect then out into the universe, which then just serves everybody. So yeah, that's where I'm kind of at now. And that's what I would hope for the future.
Amazing. So just before we go, like, how can people find you? What services do you offer on your website?
So it's really simple. We have the collective membership, which is a monthly membership, £30. And then you can upgrade and then you get one-on-one coaching with me. So that's the only two things that I have. But my energy really suits like really sporadic little launches. So throughout the year, I've just launched a month of Magic in Business. That's a month together working with me for, I think we've got like 90 people inside now, which is amazing. But everybody can find me at the Manifestation Collective. So no matter what, where it is, podcast, Instagram, website, that's where the Manifestation Collective will be.
Amazing. And what I'll do, Victoria, is I'll pop all of your links in the show notes as well so that all the listeners can find it. But I just want to say thank you so much for coming on the show. Like you said, it's so nice to hear a northern voice and just to see such a smiley face in you. I've really enjoyed our chat.
Oh, I've loved it. Thank you so much for having me.
You're very, very welcome. And for everyone else, like I say, Victoria's links are in the show notes. Go and give her a follow. Go and visit her website. And if you've enjoyed this episode, please don't forget to rate, review, or subscribe. I really would appreciate it. And I will see you all next Friday for another episode. Have a lovely weekend, everyone. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.